So last week, there was another international delegation with representatives from Kazakhstan surrounding intimate partner violence. Tell me a little bit about how that went and how that sort of got organized and came to be.
Sure. So we have been in contact with Justice Canada for actually 4 years now. Our first time was with Mexico, Mexico in 2023. So communication started in about 2022, and they just reached out to us asking about some of our relationships with police out here in rural Leonard County and some other questions around how we deal with things like stalking and criminal harassment, because we know that the threshold or the burden of proof is on the victim. And so just mostly communication and conversations. And then it turned into, we have a delegation coming from Mexico that would really like to come to Leonard County. So we were quite shocked, but happily shocked, and of course welcomed this delegation to our agency. And then the following year, Costa Rica, same folks from Justice Canada reached out and asked if we would provide an online kind of conversation or be part of a panel, sort of to speak, for Costa Rica. So we did that happily. And again, it was around criminal harassment and stalking. And with both of those delegations, it was we welcomed women groups. So this particular delegation was a little different because we welcomed officials from Kazakhstan, including the director of 7 emergency shelters across the country. We had judges in the room. We had politicians in the room. It was definitely a different feel. And we wanted to make sure that we addressed all of their questions and all of their, you know, they're coming a far way, right? So we wanted to be sure that we had a bunch of people at the table that could address some of those things, which is why we chose to welcome our partners in the community to speak on the panel. So we had Leonard County OPP Detachment Commander Carlos Todres. We had Chief Jody Empey come. We had Kirsten Mercer, who was the lead lawyer in the inquest. And then we had some local support. So Leonard County Interpol House and Community Support. We had Stephanie Gray from the Situation Table and Joellen McHard from Community Justice, and then of course our own Erin Lee from Leonard County Interval House. It was a fantastic day. We kind of spoke about, actually I forgot to mention, we had a victim who spoke to her story at the very beginning of the day. I think that kind of set the tone for the day, because this is a woman who has experienced stalking, criminal harassment, physical violence, emotional violence, psychological violence, and still to this day, after 4 years, is having to deal with her ex-husband, who continues to use the court system as a tool against her. That was really great, because I think that contextualized everything for our delegates to hear from someone who has had to reach out to these systems and what her experience was like out here. I think the day went really well. I think we hopefully, you know, made some good connections. I think we learned from one another. They heard from us, we heard from them. So that was fantastic. And it was just a great experience overall.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. What did either side stand to gain and learn from how each country approaches the issues? And what practices do you think you may look into further and maybe implement here closer to home?
I think for both sides, like, the main thing that we got out of it was communication and partnership with our justice partners. And this was something that came across loud and clear that day, was that shelters, anti-violence shelters and systems like police and courts and others didn't always communicate. And that took a long time to build that trust, right? Because we all have different mandates and we all have, you know, our job is different. But at the end of the day, I think what needs to happen is we need to come together and make sure that the victim is always at the center of it, and that our goal needs to be the same, that their voice is heard and that their needs are being met and that they're not falling through cracks. And so I think in Kazakhstan, they were so impressed, as like I said, with our survivor who came forward and talked about her story, because her story could have gone a whole different way, right? And so what they gained, I think, was wow, you have this relationship with your police services that they'll call you when there is a violent occurrence, and they'll ask for support and some resources. So it's almost going that next step, right? And that's what I think they're trying to get back, in Kazakhstan. We know that in 2017, they did criminalize beatings and other acts of physical harm, domestic violence. And it's only been this year, I believe, 2024, that the law was a new law was introduced because of a femicide in Kazakhstan. It just shows that, everyone was willing to be there in the room and to listen to a survivor speak her truth, and then listen to how we kind of all, put our own stuff aside, put our own needs for the agency needs aside, and work together and collaborate. So that's what I think they got out of our day. For us, we were just honored to welcome them here and to learn about, what they do have in place. And again, a woman from, she was the director of of seven emergency shelters in Kazakhstan. She came and spoke to our survivor and spoke to us, and we were so impressed by her. She works very, very hard, and she said, I wish things were similar where I'm from, but this gives me hope. And she said, I will go back and I will tell the women I work with that there is hope and that there is a better way, and we can get there too. So